Today's Daf Maseches Erevin, Daf Kuf Hey. Baruch Hashem, we've made it to arrive at the Siyum Maseches Erevin. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. I want to take the opportunity to thank you, the listener, for joining in the learning of this Masechet through our daily learning. Hashem should bless us with the schus to continue to be Messiah, to finish the next Masechet of Psachim, to start and to finish. What a chizik. In the final Amud, the final page, we learn about the repairs of the Beis HaMikdash. We spoke early on in Maseches Erevin about learning this special Masechet, bringing the Geula, bringing the redemption. And here we are, learning about building and fixing and beautifying the Beis HaMikdash. We see it rebuilt speedily in our days. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos say Mitzvah Lamed Lotaseh, Samech Tas, he writes, based on our Gemara, that the Torah warns a Kohen who has a blemish, a coin is a bal mum, from entering the Heichal, based on our Gemara. The sanctuary is the Heichal. It's based on the Pasuk, Achal Parovas lo yavo vel mizbeach lo yigash. He's not supposed to go into where the veil is and where the mizbeach is. And he jumps the Ramban and argues with the Rambam, and he says the Torah isn't warning the coin with a blemish, or has a blemish with a blanket entry prohibition. But rather, what the Torah is doing is that this coin, on a Torah level, he can go into the Heichal. He can go into the Heichal. He has a blemish, but he can't go in for the service of the Beis HaMikdash. But he's allowed to go in. His proof being that even a Yisrael, like the Gemara says, may enter to perform repairs. So based on this, some of the Achronim said that we see from here that the Beis HaMikdash, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, is actually Docha Tumah. So it pushes away the situation of a person being Tameh. We see from the fact that if there are no pure people to go and do the repairs, says our Gemara, then Tameh individuals may go in to perform the repairs. Others, such as the Minchas Yitzchak, argue that the issue of repairs while Tameh was only after the Beis HaMikdash was built. He bases this on a comment of the Alshech in Parshas Vayakel. What he says is that, yes, it's true, we have this concept of being able to go in when a person is Tameh to do repairs, but that's only when the Beis HaMikdash is built. But the initial building of the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have permitted this. That's Machlokas Achronim. Rabbi Zocha to build a Petara, Rabbi Zocha to build it with purity. And now after 104 Dapim, three personal reflections and takeaways from Maseches Erevin. The first is that this Masechet is all about joining together with neighbors and community to be enabled through the Eruv of courtyards, through the Eruv Chatzeros, through the Eruv of the cities, to elevate and enhance our Onik Shabbos. The whole purpose is to be able to go around, to move around, to be able to bring things from place to place. We can't experience Shabbos alone. That's the first idea. Shabbos is meant to be celebrated in brotherhood, be yedidus, be achdus, unified together with the community. Point number two. We need to find ways in halacha, as a general point, to help strengthen people who are not as educated or knowledgeable. We need these people who don't have the background to give them opportunities to appreciate what it is to live a life of Torah and mitzvos. Halacha kemeika be'erev, we just said it so many times throughout the Masechta, to find the leniencies in this area of halacha, to provide an eruv, enables all Jews to participate in the life of living halacha, in the life of living Torah and mitzvot. And the third point, boundaries. Eruv, in each case that we studied throughout the Masechta, is all about limits and restraint. The Tchum, the Shabbos boundary, tells me that Shabbos is not a day to take long journeys. It's a day to focus on my immediate home and community, the boundary between my space here and the outside world. The Chatzer is about, the courtyard is about respecting and collaborating with neighbors, and the private and public domains, Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rabim, which we spend so much time on, are all about my role in this world, both in the home and on the street. Bezrat Hashem, we will return to you. Masechet Erevin, Hadron Alach, Hadron Chalan, Mazel Tov.